This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Minecraft is a popular video game that's sort of like virtual Legos. Players find stuff and build stuff by themselves or online with friends. It's a simple formula that's attracted millions of fans. And SMU professors Corey Clark and John Wise are part of a team hoping to take advantage of those numbers by deploying Minecraft in the battle against cancer. Corey Clark and John Wise, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having
thanks
us.
Thanks.
John, your specialty is human biology, and the big goal for this project was to figure out how to disable a sort of biological pump in the human body. Why?
Well, these pumps are normally in our bodies. They're normally protecting us from exposures to toxins. They keep bad things out of our cells, and that's a really good thing. But this good thing gets perverted in cancers because what will happen with a cancer cell is it'll overexpress these pumps, and it will eliminate cancer chemotherapeutics from the cancer cells, which causes the cancer to become resistant. And so the goal of our research at SMU is to, we use a lot of high-performance computing facilities and biochemistry to discover compounds that will temporarily turn these pumps off during cancer chemotherapies.
Corey, your focus is on computer science and engineering. How can a video game help medical science?
So the idea is that video games themselves are all about learning. You're learning how to play a level, how to progress through a game. And so what we want to do is to use that human intuition piece and actually start taking data sets from medical problems like the chemotherapeutic problem and then integrate that in the game so it's part of the natural game itself. But every time somebody does something, it actually is helping us in the science as well.
Does like a computational equation come up on the screen? How does it work with the game itself? Do you know that you're working towards a problem, or?
So you don't have to. Now, of course, we tell people because that idea that you're making a positive impact is something that the players really enjoy as well. But we actually visualize the game, the data problems exactly in the same format of Minecraft. So there are colored blocks that are there. And your idea is that you're moving some blocks around to try to find specific properties of these compounds that John's working with to see which of those properties are the most important in being effective in the treatments.
Now, John, how hard is it generally to find new drugs to fight cancer or any disease for that matter?
Well, it's a very difficult problem. Discovering a molecule that has an effect in a biological system like this is the first step. And in the last 3 years or so, we've probably found 20 different molecules that positively affect this problem. Getting those drug-like molecules, they're not yet drugs, to the point where they could be entered in a clinic is probably one of the more difficult things you could do with success rates of maybe between 1 and 5% of molecules that enter such a program that actually end up in people.
How many people are involved in the project? And are they active participants? Do they have to fill out paperwork or does the data get logged immediately?
It's all the platform, the human platform is actually what we're using. And it actually collects the data, sends it to the back end, allows us to analyze it from that point. So people, when they're playing the games, they just play and all the data comes back. And we actually have the ability to upload new data sets so we can constantly feed the games at runtime.
Given all of this, how close are you to finding better treatment, do you think?
I think we're very close to it. We've identified some really good compounds that we believe we can develop, and we're actively working on developing those to be of pharmaceutical-like compounds that we can put into animals and eventually people. I think we can do that. And as I said before, maybe 1% of these molecules can make it to humans. That means at the beginning you need 100 of them. And so finding that 100 starting molecules with what we learned from Minecraft is going to be really a big deal to us.
Corey Clark and John Wise, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
My pleasure.